Hey, welcome, men and women, boys and girls. David Matto here. Welcome to my lifestyle show. I feel fantastic this morning. I say on a scale of 1 to 10, probably an 11. And I'm going to explain to you exactly what I did last night to kind of get me into this incredible feeling that's going to be just, I know I'm going to be feeling it all day into tomorrow, the next day. I'll tell you exactly what I did. Welcome to the show. If you're brand new to me, I really appreciate you being here. New subscribers or new listeners, I should say, new listeners, please make sure you follow, you subscribe to this podcast because I'm going to be talking about all things microdosing, psilocybin, magic mushrooms, and we probably even get into more than microdosing, but it's something that has totally changed my life. Taken a problem that I've had with anxiety, really bad anxiety, and some depression, and totally turned it around to my anxiety level is basically at zero these days and feeling better than I ever have in my life. So let me share with you what I did last night, actually. So, okay, around probably, I'm just going to give you a little bit of a timeline, probably around 4 to 5 o'clock p.m., I took a microdose of psilocybin mushrooms, and I do it in capsule form. And it was about, just to round it off, probably around 0.4 grams. Which again, if you're good at the decimal system, that's not the Dewey decimal system. That's the metric system. The Dewey decimal system is in the library. That's right. but that would be 400 milligrams. So 400 milligrams equals 0.4 grams. And with magic mushrooms and psilocybin mushrooms, which are the same, most people speak in terms of grams, unless it's a really, really small microdose, which would be like a 0.050 gram. How many grams do you think 0.05 grams would be? I'll give you a second for that. 0.05 grams. You can pause this if you want and figure it out with your calculator. But all you have to do is move the decimal point over three spots, and you're going to get actually 50 milligrams. So 0.05 grams is 50 milligrams. And so last night I did 0.4 grams, and around 4 o'clock, we went. Yoko, my wife and I went to dinner shortly after that, and we had a class scheduled. It's called a sound bath. And for those of you that are not familiar with a sound bath, I think they've been around for a while, but a lot of people still don't know what these are. It's a small, we generally do it in a class here in Salt Lake City, and it's a small class. It's kind of like a meditation slash yoga room. So you lay down on a mat, on a really comfortable yoga mat, and there's a woman in front of the room who is playing. Generally, she'll be playing a combination of like Tibetan singing bowls, maybe gongs, maybe different types of Tibetan singing bowls. Actually, they're like the metal ones, and there are the crystal ones. And through these wonderful sounds that she can create that permeate really, really well through the room, you can get all these vibrations in your body, and it's an amazing class. And you pretty much lay there for 1 hour while she's doing her thing in the front of the room, and just absorbing this sound, and you can just totally relax and zone out. And so last night she did only really mainly gongs. She brought in a few of her gongs, and she did have some small Tibetan singing bowls, but it was mainly like a gong sound bath class. And let me tell you something, by the time we got to this class and I laid down on the mat, now remember, 0.4, I want to go over this again with you, 0.4 grams is, I'd say it's on the high end of a microdose. High end of a microdose, maybe if you get a little bit more into 0.5, it might be considered a mini dose. But again, these categories are not set in stone, and everybody's different. So again, a microdose of magic mushrooms, you're not really supposed to feel any psychoactive, like perceptual effects. It's just supposed to make you feel good, calm, happy. You're usually, generally with a microdose, you're not seeing visuals or anything like that. It's just, you can go about your day, you can drive, you can do anything you want. And again, this, I just want to back up for a second, because this is not to be taken as medical advice. This is my personal advice. This is what I'm doing. If you choose to do this, it's on you. I'm sharing with you what I'm doing and what's worked for me really well. But again, I'm not giving medical advice. I want to make that very clear. So we sat down at the beginning of the sound bath class. I'm sorry, laid down on the mat, and she started right in with her. She does a little bit of guided meditation at first, and telling you to breathe and empty your mind of all the crazy things that have maybe taken place during the day or the past few days, and the to-do list that you have. You know, they're going to be waiting for you after the class. So just forget about everything and just breathe and feel comfortable and immerse yourself in the sound that's going to be starting pretty soon. And then she started going in with the singing bowls and the gongs. And sometimes it got very intense. The sound, sometimes it waxed and waned, and sometimes it was very intense sound, and sometimes it was more calm. But during this hour, I was it was an incredible feeling. I had my eyes closed the entire time, and she dims the lights, and I was definitely seeing some closed eye visual colors that were just beautiful, and they kind of flowed with the sound. It was just incredible. And then some really cool things started happening. I started reliving some of my I didn't want to say past life, because past life would mean like a life that before I was born as David Matto, but no, my earlier part of my life, different little parts kind of came to my mind, and I was kind of reliving past moments of this present life of mine, and it was just amazing. The sound is going, I'm seeing some great visuals, and I'm reliving different parts of my life, and it's just, it's a really, really, really calming 1 hour. And when the hour was over, you know, we all got up, and so there were only, let's say, five people in this class last night. It was pretty small. And so pretty much everybody else, the other two people left, and it was just me and Yoko, my wife, and also my brother Marshall was in town for this, so he participated as well. And by the way, really liked it a lot, although he said he was a little bit cold and wish he would have had a blanket on him. But we stayed there for a little while and spoke to Rachel, who is the kind of who leads the sound bath class. And she's a really, really interesting person. She knows a lot about sound therapy. And I did not tell her that I'm microdosed, but I did ask her if it's totally normal to kind of relive past moments of my life during this sound therapy. And she said, like, without even batting an eye, without hesitation, she said, oh, absolutely. Yes, things will come up for different people. But I hear that all the time. That's very, very normal. So I was glad. And I think even if I had not done the microdose, maybe I still would have relived some parts of my life. I don't know for sure, but the microdose certainly helped. So after the class, we just kind of drove home, hung out, listened to a little music for a while, and went to bed. And by the way, had a really good night's sleep and had some pretty vivid dreams, good vivid dreams, very nice dreams. And here I am the next day. It's the morning time, and I'm just feeling, I would say, like just super calm. Really zero anxiety. Sitting here relaxing, drinking a little cup of coffee. I drink very little coffee because I don't like really the caffeine, but I just like the taste of coffee. I don't drink it to stay awake or to wake up. I like the taste of coffee. So I usually drink like maybe like a third of a cup in the morning just to sample that taste. But I'm sitting here totally relaxed, feeling the afterglow of the microdose from last night. I'll definitely take today off. It's good to take days off from microdosing. I don't microdose every day at all. These days, I've kind of gotten into a pattern, and it hasn't been for that long, so I'm not really, I mean, I've been microdosing for 7 months, but this pattern that I've been experiencing over the past week or two, it seems like what I do, I take a microdose sometime during the week, maybe one or two microdoses during the week, of anywhere from 0.1 to maybe like a 0.25, something like that. But then if time is right on the weekend, I will take a little bit of a larger dose, maybe even something like 1 gram. And that pattern has been seems to really, really work out for me. And I'll tell you a little bit more about how I feel on 1 gram. Again, I can function, but I'll tell you more about that maybe even in the next podcast, maybe in the next show. But I just wanted to come on and share this with you because, again, microdosing psilocybin mushrooms, I just wish I would have known about this decades ago when I was going through some total, utter craziness in my life. I mean, I just think my life would have been totally different if I would have known about this. But again, it's never too late. But that's where I am right now, and I am sold on this sacred medicine. And yes, it's a sacred medicine. It's not a party drug. I do not look at it as a party drug. I'm not a partier anyway. But I look at it as a medicine that can really, really help people if you have, if you've experienced any anxiety, depression, PTSD, things like that. I think it is it's just something that, again, I wish I would have had in my bag of tricks years ago, but I didn't, and I got to live with it. But it's really, really good now, and I'm very happy to share this information with you. I'm going to stop it today here. I've got a lot more to share with you, a lot. So make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you get your notifications, and I'll be back with you pretty soon for another episode because, like I said, I've got some really cool stuff. If I don't share it, God, I mean, I don't want to keep this inside of me only. I want to share this with you and everybody else I know because, again, it's a life changer. No question in my mind. Until next time, hey, have a great day. I'm Dr. Dave, and I will see you later.